With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The suspect in the Gilgal Beach serial killings charged in the death of a seventh woman.
Rex Huerman is now charged with killing Valerie Mack along with the six other women he was already facing murder charges for in the Gilgal Beach area of Long Island, New York. Mack's remains were found in 2000, about 50 miles east of where more of her remains were discovered on Gilgal Beach more than 10 years later. They were unidentified until genetic testing. Police are linking human hair found with her back to Huerman, although not his. The serial killer case dragged on for years unsolved until a reexamination led police to Huerman. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, Wisconsin residents mourning Monday school shooting in Madison.
A teenage student opened fire with a handgun in a study hall at a small Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin, Monday, killing a teacher and another teenager. The shooter died on the way to the hospital. Police say she apparently took her own life.
A second grade student called 911 at 10:57 a.m.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Three people, including the shooter, are dead. The shooter has now been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow.
Six others were wounded, including two students who were in critical condition. A teacher and three students had less serious injuries. A motive for the shooting was not immediately known. Police are talking to the shooter's family and searching the home. I'm Jennifer King.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won't be the top Democrat on a prominent House committee next year. House Democrats instead picking 74-year-old Representative Jerry Connolly to lead the party on the Oversight Committee. And a San Francisco jury has found a tech consultant guilty of second-degree murder in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. This is SRN News. Special honors for a group of governors.
A coalition of pro-life groups will celebrate Florida's Ron DeSantis, South Dakota's Kristi Noem, and Nebraska's Jim Pillen for their efforts to defeat abortion amendments in their states. The trio are to be honored next month at the annual National Prayer Service that takes place here in Washington around the March for Life. Organizer Frank Pavone says, quote, "The work that was done in these battles to educate and mobilize our fellow citizens has lasting value." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia Senate Republicans recommending that the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public schools and colleges. The recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Legislators in 2022 empowered the Georgia High School Association to regulate transgender students' participation in sports, but some Republicans say it didn't go far enough, and the lawmakers themselves need to act. This is SRN News. The government issuing new rules about safety belts in passenger vehicles.
A warning sound will now be required if those riding in the front and rear seats are not buckled up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finalized the rule Monday, which will also require longer warnings applying to unfastened front seat belts. Changes applying to the front seat will take effect September 1st, 2026, with rear seat changes applying a year later in September 2027. The agency estimates the new rule will save 50 lives per year and prevent 500 injuries. George Williams reporting.
Indiana officials set to carry out the state's first execution in 15 years on a man convicted in the 1997 killings of four people. Joseph Kukoron is set to receive a lethal injection before sunrise Wednesday at the state prison in Michigan City, Indiana. More details at SRNNews.com.